Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? A couple chances to see us live before the summer is over. It's the back to school tour.
Back to school tour.
Get all your school supplies ready before you lock it in for the winter. A few chances to see us. October 25th and 26th. Derek will be in Canada, Toronto, Ontario.
That'd be August.
August? What am I saying?
You're saying October.
I keep thinking October.
But it's
I'm ready
fine.
For
keep
it to be October.
Okay, I know you're ready for it to be October.
The 26th of August.
Yeah.
I'll be in Stamford, Connecticut.
There you go, boy.
All right. The 31st of August, I'll be in Jersey City. Catch us the 1st and the 2nd of September, Baltimore, Maryland. Live show. I'm so fucking excited for the live show. September 17th, here in New York City, Lower East Side. The venue has been announced. The tickets are on sale. Catch us at the Vigoist, 113.
NFA Live.
It's gas night. It is gas night. It's going to be a great, great opportunity. Do not miss it. And then, of course, there's the legendary Skankfest, the return to Vegas, September 29th till October 1st. Finally October. And that's what I'm so excited for.
Yeah.
October 6th and October 7th. Catch us in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, I'm looking really forward
Comedy
to that.
Club.
I'm looking forward to St. Louis.
Make sure you guys are in the building. Get tickets for all of those so that my kids can have school supplies.
And more shows to come. Absolutely. Right. I got more dates.
Let's get into it. Let's go. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
Good goddamn word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And this is about to be a fun one, man. This is about to be a great one.
This is going to be some bare bones.
Back to season one.
Yeah.
Back to season one. If you guys don't know our guests, where the hell have you been?
Where the fuck you been?
Huh? You probably, if you were in Seattle last week, you definitely know our guests. I heard you put your foot in their ass last week in Seattle, Washington. Give it up for the original No Need for Apologies creator, Monroe Martin.
Monroe the Third.
Make sure Monroe you get a nice
back.
Long. Dude, do you think we'll ever get to that point? Because we went to a concert last week, and it was went to a 50 Cent concert. People were actually dressed like 50 Cent.
Niggas was dressed like 50.
I knew 50 was big, but I didn't know he was big, like,
Halloween
dress up
costume,
as him to go to the concert.
What do you mean? Like wife beater?
Like
wife
old, beater, the G-Unit. Old G-Unit wife beater.
Oh, my God.
The white do-rag underneath of the Yankee fitted. Like,
with
they
the big
went.
Crosses. Niggas had the big crosses on and shit.
Damn.
Everybody was going like this.
Do you think they have them clothes already or they went out?
You had to have them. You can't get no G-Unit sports bra in 2023.
They dug into the back of
the
drawer.
That's exactly what it was. It was a man's sports bra. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, man, you got to do something to hold them titties, man. There's a reality. And sometimes you can do too many push-ups.
Your chest all my gets big chested big. Niggas.
Yeah, and if it's too big, it eventually becomes titties. It can't just be tight chest.
It's big muscle titties. It's just like, what are you doing, dude? You got furniture on your fucking chest.
But do you think it would ever get that big? Would you go to a show dressed as West Side?
I'm
you
tight.
Would go to a show dressed as West Side?
Oh, my God, I would dress as West Side.
Yeah.
In a goddamn minute. Are you out of your mind? That nigga was in London wearing a fucking $4,000 fucking robe with chains and shit. I was like, yeah, that's hard.
So people are cosplaying everything now. Everything is Comic-Con.
I mean,
Everything coming from.
There's really, is there anything wrong with it? I get it. I judge it because I didn't grow up that way. Like, I never fucked with Halloween like that.
Nah. Me neither.
I just never got into it.
I wasn't allowed to, only because I grew up with religious people and they thought it was like a pagan holiday.
Yeah. You get that.
Well, it is pretty wild. You know what I mean? It's just knock on the door and go, yo, trick or treat. And it's like, are you going to give me a treat or are you going to trick me? Because if you're tricking me, I'm coming back to kill your children. That's what Halloween is all about.
If I put a jack-o'-lantern on your thing, that means I'm coming back to get
you. But it was trick or treat. The trick was supposed to be they teach you a trick or show you a trick. It's like trick or treat.
Look this up if you can, Toto Tower. Look it up. Like the original thing. Yeah, the original thing for Halloween was, it's almost like Passover.
Okay.
Where like, hey, the angel of death is coming.
Yeah.
But instead of it being an angel of death, it's in the form of witches and goblins and ghouls. They show up at your door and they're like, yo, trick or treat. Either give me something, a treat, which would usually be like a piece of gold or some sort of payoff to keep me from murdering your fucking children.
That's
damn.
So now people was poor. So when you showing up with your hand out looking for a gold nugget, sometimes people would take rocks and paint them gold, whatever.
Oh.
So that's where the trick or treat.
Put a wrapper on it.
Right. Oh. So it's like, what's it going to be?
And then they updated it because they would put like razor blades and candy. Remember old people?
They put
like,
razor blades and apples.
You better bring these candies back. Don't you eat that shit right there. Bring it back. We going to sort it. So people kept up with tradition.
And then, absolutely.
And single moms turned into TSA that night because they laid a cape. They laid all the table out, the candy on the table and sort it and then pick out what you can have versus wait, get the fuck
what's this? Right. This ain't over. This over 35 ounces. This over 3 ounces.
I hate that too, man. When TSA be taking shit, act like they don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a black woman at TSA take cocoa butter from me, talking about what is this?
Maybe she a shea butter baby.
I'll be like, you smell like it right now, bitch. What are you talking about?
Right.
You smell like cocoa
butter.
Just
say it's too much and that you're taking it. Yeah. But don't hit me
But
with
I heard they fell back now. And I heard they're like, whatever, man.
No, the fuck. Because I was in Canada. They got me for some bio oil. Bio oil expensive.
What's bio oil?
My little pink bottle of oil that keep your skin shiny and shit like that. They took that from me. I was mad as shit.
Yeah.
I got eczema.
They want it.
I was told them. I was like, I got eczema. Yeah, you want to get on this flight?
That's probably a personal thing. They probably was like, yo, I've been looking for this shit.
Yeah, that's like a $30 bottle.
Okay, so like I told y'all, I recently watched Insecure, right? Okay. I wasn't on it, like, you know, I wasn't watching it. My life wasn't set up to watch it at the time everybody was watching it. So I just kind of watched the catch up. And, you know, our homie Reggie was on there, TSA Bay. That was one of
fucking
the gimmicks.
Fucking shit out of Issa.
But that was
Reggie.
One of his gimmicks. He was bringing shit like, yo, you want some tequila?
Yeah.
Courtesy of TSA. Like, he was showering her with shit that he was taking from people that they couldn't get on the motherfucking plane, man. They take that shit home, bro. They at home hanging out, man. Yeah. They in there doing it.
Yeah. Ain't no security. It's just...
Monroe, man. Welcome back, man. Thank you. You've always guest hosted and filled in for us. The three of us have not been on microphone in a while, last time we did your podcast.
Yes.
Which, is that episode still out? Or
that episode's
I know you've
still
gone
out.
Different formats. So.
Yeah. Okay. It's still out, but now it's a whole new format, so I got to get y'all guys on.
Okay, so tell them where they can find that podcast before we get into this one here.
Which one? The one you on?
Yeah.
It's all on the same shit. It's all on, just look for Monroe. What the fuck?
On YouTube. You have a podcast on YouTube.
It's public property.
Monroe, what y'all smoking for y'all got here? What the fuck?
I didn't smoke nothing.
Y'all got sunglasses on? Y'all
nah, this nigga was on sunglasses.
I always wear sunglasses. Bro said, I'm going to put mine on because you got yours on.
Y'all was smoking without me?
So,
no, we weren't smoking.
Y'all had some of that Mind Eraser? What's going on?
All right, just go to Monroe. Just go to public property on Monroe Martin on YouTube and all that other shit. And then public property everywhere else you get podcasts.
Yo, and public property, it sounds like one of those great spinoffs of like, remember when like NWA broke up?
Yeah.
And like Yellow was out doing porn and shit like that. And then they just, he's like, yeah, man, look up public property.
Public
I mean,
property.
I'm black.
Lynch mob. Like, remember, Ice Cube had lynch mob? Walking around talking about lynch mob. You a bunch of niggas talking about lynch.
Remember West Side Connection? Bow down.
Yeah.
When you come to my town.
Yeah.
Bow down. Yeah. Which is such
a
funny thing.
Any of those
with his new rhetoric now. He be on podcasts like, yeah, I just feel like nobody really fucking with the homie, you know, because I'm an independent thinker. Yeah, you ain't seen. Like, you know, he don't.
But he got his league. He chilling.
But it's just funny to go from bow down
to
nobody's really fucking with the homie.
Yeah. You actually sound like Cube a little bit right there.
Nobody really fucking
like
with
Cube
the homie.
Like Cube. Kermit, like Ice Kermit.
First of all, shout out to Ice Cube.
Today was a good day.
Shout out to Ice Cube being a dope-ass villain in the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah, super fly.
Oh, man. So,
so public property, everywhere you find podcasts.
Okay, great, man. Great. Go check it out, man. All right, so for the people that are listening to our podcast, we got a segment that is finally coming to life. Can I get a little drop here in this music, man? We are about to finally. You guys have been calling in and leaving messages and sending us emails. I'm going to get into these segments on the line.
Word. Okay, what's this song? These souls you blowing up my line. Blown up my line. That's where we go. Blown up my line. We got emails, ladies and gentlemen. Come talk to us. Send your emails in right now to the NNFA crew, and we'll try to therapize and figure out how to get through this with no need for apologies. You understand that? So we're going to have a good old time. So get ready for whatever's about to happen, all right?
So thank you guys for writing in, man. Anyone who still wants to write in, write to noneedforapologiespodcast@gmail.com, or you can call the hotline at 707-785-NNFA. That's 707-785-NNFA. That's 6632 for you people that don't realize this letter.
6632, the ball.
All right, so T, can you hear me, Toto Tower? All right. First email that came in, talk to us. What are these people dealing with over here?
This is a long one. This is from M. This is all we got.
Okay.
It's a long M. one.
Dear team, I'm happy you asked this question. This is a story that I've been sitting on for a while. A little bit about me. My name is Manish.
Oh, God. Well, she put her name in there. So
oh,
she
wow.
Did,
yeah. All right. Well,
oh, it's a she.
Sorry. I'm from South Korea. I moved to New York City a few 4 years ago. I recently started stand-up comedy, and I think I hurt my family with my joke. Recently, I made a joke about my grandmother potentially having an STD and posted the clip on Instagram. It was a beautiful bit. My sister saw the joke and expressed concern that my family would not be happy to see that. I guess I must tell you the joke to make it make sense. The other day, my grandmother shared with me that I have blisters in my vagina. And then she goes, because of that, I have to pee very often. And then she goes, my asshole is worn out. I cannot poop. She's a hoe. She gets fucked in the ass. To be fair, I understand where she's coming from.
I think that's the joke. I don't think grandma actually said that.
That was the joke.
That's a wild thing for grandma to be like, I got blisters on my vagina, baby.
Go ahead. Dementia.
First
dementia
of all,
makes you say wild shit. All
right, all right, all right.
Wait, let me finish. To be fair, I understand where she's coming from. It's degrading to my grandmother. I called her a hoe. But to me, the joke is very funny and has a special place in my heart. And it's my very first joke I ever wrote. I really want to keep telling that joke. I want to point out that we don't know whether she actually has an STD or not. I was basically retelling what she said in front of me to the whole family. When we heard it, everyone was just as stunned and didn't know how to respond, but said, oh, you should go see a doctor. I literally was the only person in the family who thought that that could be an STD symptom. I mean, I wanted to say, hey, grandma, I think those are STD symptoms. Did you get tested? Also, who are you fucking? My grandfather is alive, but he's very sick. I'm very doubtful if they're sexually active. There must be someone else if she has an STD. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is this is my creative freedom to link what she said to STD symptoms and make a joke out of it. To be honest, I low-key wish she's been in America too long. I low-key wish she's actually fucking other people.
Dang.
My grandfather has been sick for over a decade. He's not only sick, but also super grumpy. He is on his bed all day and barely eats. My grandmother is very caring and energetic, and she's been taking care of him the whole time. I'd be happy if she's getting laid. She's done so much for the family, and I truly believe she deserves it. I don't mean she deserves an STD, though. Well, back to the conflict with my sister. I never apologized
God
for my joke.
God damn, there's
I
a part two to this
video.
Shit. What is this, Memoirs of a Geisha?
I'm letting you know I hate this bitch.
Every now and then. Also, I believe I'm at an early stage of my comedy career where I can say whatever I want to say. Sigh.
Hey.
Is this so bad that I feel this way? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
First of all, that joke is not beautiful at all.
It stinks
to high heaven, and your whole family should be pissed off at you. That's one. fun. Yeah. Go ahead, Monroe. Say what you're going to say before
I
say something else.
No, I second
else.
That.
Yeah. I'm like, that joke stinks.
Yeah, don't get too connected
stinks.
To
it's
it.
Her first joke. She's coming from Korea, where she can't talk like that. So
hey,
for her,
you don't have a career yet.
No, I'm not talking about she's from Korea. So she says she's from South Korea. So it's like, all right, she's just now getting a chance to talk like this. Yeah. So I get that aspect. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, right. We all grew up in dysfunction. Where
so
we
she
like,
on some eat, pray, fuck shit. Right, yeah. Out here in America. Okay.
It's a weird premise that, like, because we don't have that. I don't know how it is in Korea. We don't have that relationship with our grandparents here in America to be talking like that. Also, it's fascinating that blisters could only come from an STD. Now, me listening to this, I'm like, well, your grandfather's been sick for 10 years. Sound like the blisters might be from the vibrator. You know what I mean? Like, I know.
Friction blisters.
If I do pull-ups, I get blisters on my hands.
That's it. Okay. The friction blisters. Okay.
Right. 10 years
what
of...
What setting she got this goddamn vibrator on? She
Damn. Ain't that
Turn
crazy?
Turn that shit down.
She got that shit on 20.
She got it
on oscillating.
She got it on my husband's sick.
That shit is on the Richter scale.
I have to give my husband a bath. That setting. The only time I touch my husband's penis is to wash it. Like that setting.
Yeah. No sponge setting.
Yeah. See, that's a better joke.
Exactly.
That's a way better joke. Dude.
So that's what I'm saying. Don't come from it just like the whole key to comedy is obviously going to be the misdirection.
Yes.
The lack of, oh, shit, I didn't see it going that way. Yeah. You know what I
mean? She just said, my grandmother's pussy is rancid.
Yeah.
What?
My grandma got an STD. Who's she fucking?
Who's she fucking? I hope she fucking crazy good.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right. And
fucking that hard.
People also be mistaken thinking that STDs come, like, I get it. They do come from sex. They're sexually transmitted.
Sexually transmitted diseases.
But they usually start from somebody being just nasty.
You wash your hands before you put your hand on there.
Somebody fucking that nasty person. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
what if grandpa was just fingering, forgot to wash his hands?
She got a staph infection.
But here's the other thing. Old people get nasty.
Dirty.
Yeah. Once they get old, they stop. We just put this together. You know what do you call those nighty things that old women wear around the house?
A little afghan or a muumuu?
You know most of them ain't got panties on under there?
Yeah.
And you know why?
So they don't pee themselves.
No, they trying to air out whatever the fuck nasty going on down here.
Gag the air out.
Right. It's just like it's like if you got a baby that's got diaper rash, right? The diaper rash is from a dirty baby diaper. So you gotta walk around without no diaper for a while and let this shit air out.
You gotta let the bumps turn.
No, I can second that. Living in foster care and growing up with old women, that shit be rancid.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
Yo, they be waffing that shit. Give me a hug. I don't want no fucking hug.
Right. You be seeing them videos of them girls getting their hair done like I don't like when grandma do my hair. Dude. It stink between her legs.
It's humid.
It's humid.
Smell like fish in the microwave.
Yeah. Die. Like fish sticks.
Right.
With the thick bread.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all of them. Do you want to get high?
Mm.
Like really high?
Mm.
Like super duper legally high?
Say word.
Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
Well, damn, bro.
Yo, you know, lab tested is where it's at. We've known lab tested is where it's at since we saw Half Baked. If you get your weed from a scientist, and a lab coat,
woo-hoo, with Bunsen burners and shit.
You're going to have some of that abracadabra, my friend.
Okay.
At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies, vapes, and flower, all you need for getting stoned. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Let's get back into it.
Let's get back into it.
We were just talking about this last week because we had Luby on. Luby talked about how she waxes, shaves, makes sure she smells good, everything to go to the doctor. Yeah. And that's a young woman's game.
Young women.
Older women don't care.
They don't even brush their teeth no more either. Nah.
Yeah. Like, you might have to tell an old person, like, yo, you got going. You ever been in the car with, like, an old lady?
Just
and
breathing.
You can smell her mouth. Her mouth ain't even open. Nope. You're like,
that
yo.
That shit coming through the nostrils.
When the breath comes through the nose. Oh, shit.
Here's my rule. Usually when they're that old, if there's, like, the darker the lipstick, the stinkier the breath.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's a telltale sign.
That is a funny thing. When women are done with red lipstick. Yo. Like, what are you saying? Once it goes to the purple and black.
Just keeping the smell in. I'm trying to keep the smell in. I'm trying to seal the smell inward. What? Are you out of your fucking mind, Nana?
Shit.
That shit stink.
I was never a fan of lipstick, but I did feel like lip gloss girls, they breath used to stink back when you
school. I'm a fan
and
of lipstick.
And the stickier the lip gloss.
That sticky
like
lip gloss.
Sticky.
That sticky lip gloss. Because they can't move their lips or whatever. Yeah. So that's where it's like, yo, you know what? I keep my mouth closed. Yeah. And now you got that. I haven't talked in hours.
Oh, you know when a girl breath stink or her teeth fucked up when she laughed like this? They be fucked. You be like, nah, I know that sign. I only like lipstick if they teeth is white and straight.
Yeah. Go ahead. What'd you say, Tay?
I was gonna say the lip gloss girls are also like the body spray chicks.
Okay.
No. So like remember in high school they just be like ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Oh,
and you're like in their air, like tasting their body spray. You're like, bitch, take a shower.
I thought all body spray smell like onions.
Yeah.
All of it? Like sweet and sour onions.
Right? Like, what you spray?
Red teriyaki?
I didn't know Bath and Body Works had orange chicken.
Bitch, walk around smell like soy sauce.
Bruh. That's so funny. I have a neighbor now that I swear to God, this lady must just cook onions for breakfast.
Onions
like,
for breakfast?
It is like, what are you eating over there that could possibly require onions at 9:30 in the morning?
Old people waft. Wafting don't happen to you old.
Yep.
That waft.
Yep.
You know, that wave smell waft.
That's the other thing. There's another part of this joke I have written out here where she goes, because I have to pee so often, my asshole is worn out. I cannot poop. Like, that's another thing. Like, I think that happens to old people also, right? You just been eating for 60, 70 years. It's just worn out.
You know what it's called? It's called the sphincter muscle just gives out.
Yeah.
Like, you know how it just lets go.
But no, she says she can't poop.
Yeah, the sphincter muscle.
The sphincter means it's loose, so
the sphincter is the poop
like
cutter.
Hemorrhoid.
It's just going to be coming out.
It's just coming out, right?
But they said she can't poop.
Oh,
so she's probably backed up.
She backed up.
Huh, yeah. Okay.
What do Koreans eat?
Yo.
What's the South Korean diet?
They eat the same shit black people eat. I just had Korean fried chicken.
That shit is the best.
Yes.
The best.
And
that shit is the best.
And Koreans do not want to admit they learned it from niggas.
They did. Yes.
They learned
it
in the war.
Yeah.
There was black dudes who went to Korea and was like, I ain't fighting. They put their gun down, went over, found some Korean pussy.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, let me show you what to do to the chicken, blah, blah, blah. Now.
They took some shortening, melted it down, wait till it starts to pop, bitch, and then put a little water in there to see.
I feel like black dudes treated the Korean War the same way I used to treat background work.
Yeah.
What time we wrapping? Round 4? I'll be back around there.
They just come down. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, pow, pow.
They
be wiping their face. Shit. Pow, pow, pow.
The generals had to touch the barrel with a gun to make sure it was hot. They're like, you use this shit. Motherfucker didn't use this gun-wise barrel code.
You still got all your bullets. No, I don't. Bruh, like, I had to learn the difference because I would go to Korean barbecue spots looking for Korean fried chicken.
Yeah.
And realize
Korean fried
you can't get Korean fried chicken at a
Korean
barbecue.
In the flour.
No.
Apparently, because I would be going to Korean barbecues and then I get there and the menu, I don't recognize
it's
shit.
It's like bibimbap, right?
I'll ask for like chicken and then they bring me chicken out to cook and then they pull a thing off the stove like, cook it yourself. And I'm like, nigga, where the wings at? This is what I
got. Nah, you got to go to Pelicana.
Give me the bed of grease. Where'd you go?
Yo, where'd you go?
This weekend?
When you got the Korean fried chicken.
When you got the Korean whatever.
Fuck.
In New York?
Yeah, we was in New York.
We went to Bonchong.
Bonchon.
Somebody was in Koreatown.
I heard of Bonchon. I know Bonchon.
Yeah. They give you, like, minimum 10 pieces of chicken.
Yeah, you start at a 10 count. Damn. You start at a 10 count.
Look at me. Start at a 10 piece. You speak my language. God. You started a motherfucking 10 piece? My nigga acting up.
I like a la carte, too.
Oh, shit.
They not bringing you nothing else.
Just 10 pieces of chicken.
Go.
Yeah. Maybe you need something to drink.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Have y'all seen the viral video going around of the Chinese family remixing soul food where they put the yam sauce on the cornbread before they ate it?
No.
Everyone on the internet is going buck wild. That's it. It's just the Chinese family eating soul food. They take the sauce from the candied yams. Glaze the cornbread with it and eat it. That's a bunch of sugar.
Wait, so they smear it all over the cornbread?
Why Koreans doing food better than us right now?
The internet feels outblacked by these Chinese people.
Yeah,
right
now it's about time another culture start dying from high cholesterol. Let these niggas go.
Let them go. We've been there, done that. Like, let it go.
Everybody was, soul food. Don't be still in our country. Let them get hypertension.
I'm going to watch a Korean soul food movie. It was a fat Asian big mama. And then the whole family Korean. And then Faye fucked the husband and all that. But it all Korean. I'd watch that.
Koreans, you can tell by what this girl is talking about. They catching up. Yeah. If it's people leaving Korea to come to New York to talk about their dirty grandmothers. And tell jokes on stage about their grandma getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
They doing pretty good. That is a clear sign. I've always said this, and I got to stop saying it out loud before it becomes true. Because I mean it, but I don't mean it. But I've always said I want to be so successful that my grandchildren are co-kid fuck-ups. Grandma.
No, that's a good.
You fucking
me too.
Won. Yeah. Grandma, you won, all right? No disrespect to M for writing this thing, Minji, but I'm saying your grandma should
and
get pretty well.
And your ass is apparently broken.
Yeah, your grandmother should be extremely proud that her grandchild is on the internet talking about your vagina.
And offending the family. Good for you. No need for apologies.
Yeah. Thank you for writing it. What we got next,
that
dear
shit
T?
That sucked. Yeah.
Okay. One time I should have apologized was when I stole a tube of cockroach gel bait from my job, and the boss's wife somehow found out one tube was missing. I think she saw me on camera, but she made a big stink about it to see if I would confess. Their younger daughter overheard and thought maybe the family dog ate it, so she started crying. I still didn't confess after that. I felt like the damage was already done at that point.
Wait, instead of just being like, oh, yeah, I took it. Yeah. Like, fuck it, so let the little girl cry.
This is some time someone should have apologized, but didn't.
Yeah.
Stealing your cockroach gel bait. What is cockroach gel bait?
Gel.
So you put it to catch fish?
Yeah, like a toothpaste gel.
Yeah, so you catch
No, it's like gel that you put on the edges to make them come, and then you put a trap near it, and
like
it
makes
them
die. Oh, yeah. They smell it, and then they go in, and then they get stuck on
the trap. Some of it is edible, where they could eat it, and then they just die.
Okay, yeah.
You've been in Lindewall for a very long time. This nigga don't know what boric acid is?
So here's here's the wildest thing, all right? So we talked about this concept a little bit. I know who this is. I don't want to expose them, even if they can expose themselves, but we talked about this a little bit on the live Thursday. So again, Thursday nights, we go live on the YouTube channel. Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you guys ever want to join in and be a part of these conversations. But we start talking about, and he was not the only person who has been stealing cockroach gel from work. Like, it's apparently... I mean, I didn't imagine any office building has.
Well, nigga, I've been seeing a lot of roaches lately, so I understand.
Yeah. Like, office buildings got roaches. So, and that's the thing. So, this is what I want to get into today. The concept of stealing from work.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fascinating because we all do it, or we've all done it at some point. And it's a very fascinating concept, like, especially as you transfer over into employer versus employee.
Yeah.
That's the fascinating thing when you start realizing, like, wow. Black people, we really do be stealing from work, like, all the time, like, unnecessary, because you start to see motherfuckers stealing from you, and you're like, why the fuck would you steal that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, this is the thing, like, okay, I was thinking about this. With cockroach gel, I get it. We all might have a budget in the house for whatever we doing, but, like, roach repellent it's never in anyone's budget.
Yeah.
It's never, how much does Raid cost, you know?
No, it can't be more than what, $4?
It's not an emergency purchase that anyone wants to purchase, and no one wants to go to CVS and just buy roach spray.
Yeah, you got to buy other shit.
Right.
That's something that go with something else.
They looking at you like
I don't got roaches, I'm making a bomb.
Like, you can't put a pair of socks in the washing machine. You got to put other shit in there with that.
I'm making a weapon, okay?
What'd you do to this sock? Oh, nothing.
No, I just want to wash this one sock and wash it. What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Yeah, so I...
So it's like, all right, I kind of understand it. It's like, it's almost like, yeah, I get it. You don't want to buy roach gel, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, you probably should ask for it. But then again, no, you don't want nobody to know you got roaches.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm surprised anybody who buys roach gel, if you're not ordering it on Amazon and have it delivered and not a package, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, that's a hard thing to go buy. Yeah. Is there anything else, though, that you can justify?
Stealing from your work job?
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Go ahead, Fer.
No, I'm thinking.
Okay, I stole from my job back when I was 16, but I did it in a cool way.
Right.
I just sold the prizes that they already had.
Right.
That I was stealing, though. That's flipping.
It's flipping, but they call it stealing.
It ain't stealing.
They tried to call the cops on me. It had to be something. They fired me for stealing.
Didn't leave the location on your person.
Yeah, the cash left with me, though. I left with the cash. I was like, yeah, this is it. This is good. This is a good summer. I was only 15. And I really thought about being a criminal that year.
Yeah.
Because it was so easy to do until I got snitched on.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, I asked my mama for money.
I mean,
I could give my mom some money.
Right, right.
I'm out here, like, that's the kind of stealing
and
I did.
That makes sense, right? At 15, you see cash, you see dollar signs, you make that decision.
Bro.
I'm talking about there are grown-ups. We just talked about this in the beginning with the plugs, the back to school tour. There are grown-ups who steal from their jobs to make sure their kids have school supplies.
Bam.
Yeah, or should factor it into their budget.
They do, and they have to, because it's such a common thought. Like, even here, we're all sitting there saying, we've done it.
Yeah.
There's no one that can go, I didn't do it, and you guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
You're a loser if you
fuck out of here.
That's what's weird. It's
how much toilet paper I stole from being a janitor?
Yeah.
I stole toilet paper from Jersey, nigga.
I used to work at Perry Ellis in Franklin Mills Mall.
Okay.
I used to steal cologne from them.
Right.
Perry Ellis cologne. Ain't nobody else wearing that.
Right. Like, they not going to notice this nigga smelling good at work all of a sudden.
Hey, what you doing smelling like the store? All the time, nigga.
Right.
You came in to pick up your check and you still smell like Perry Ellis.
It's crazy because you can just spray it on yourself at work, right?
No, you just steal it.
I mean, yeah, I need to smell like this all the time. Right.
That's great.
But like, people steal dumb shit from work, obviously staplers. Like, I have so many office supplies. Like, I have a home office, but I have bought none of that stuff.
Yeah.
You got staplers. A stole office.
Yeah.
Stole this office. You understand that? Stole this whole fucking office.
I got hole punchers, highlighters.
Do you use any of it?
I try to.
Speaking of stealing, can we talk about, have you been seeing these clips online where the goons are just running into Louis Vuitton?
Absolutely.
Running into Gucci.
Some of them are fraud, though.
Getting them.
What do you mean?
So one, I saw one where there was a store being robbed, and then it turned out that the guy hired people to rob the store for insurance money.
Wow. Everything's a scam.
Yeah. I've been trying to say this for a while.
Talk
I've
shit.
Been trying to say
Talk
this
shit,
for a while.
Yeah.
There is no way, like, all right, because, like, it'd be large groups.
Yo, large.
Like,
large.
Like 10, yeah. 12,
like
13,
rob mobs.
I hate to lean on this aspect of my people.
Yeah.
But do you know how hard it is to get 15 Black people
to come together
and be on time
to go steal
for the snatch and grab?
Yeah.
What? Yo, we going to the mall 3 o'clock Saturday to steal from Nordstrom. Don't be late.
You know what y'all need to do? Y'all need to meet in the food court first and get something to eat.
Imagine the last nigga there, like, mask on. He's like, shit, everything.
Bruh, come on. It's going to be niggas. Yo, I need a ride. Can somebody come pick me up? I'm saying, I ain't know. Hold on, I'll be there in 20 minutes. I just had to get something to eat first.
Niggas in the shower.
Why are you taking a shower for the snatch and grab?
Yo.
Just be here.
I'm trying to put something on as soon as we leave. I got somewhere to be. I'm trying to steal one of these jackets and put it on.
Right. Niggas is mad. They checking shit as soon as you get up. Yo, did you give me a large? Did you give me a large? Nigga, just run. Nigga, stop, man. Like... But yes, I've believed that for a while that we actually talked about this in another live, but there's a recession.
Yes.
There's a recession.
Right. Yeah.
No one can afford high-end items right now. No one can afford to walk into Burberry and drop $3,000 on a windbreaker right now.
I can't. Anyway, I'm just fine.
Right. But here's the thing.
I can't. I'm just fucking
right. And while you might be able to, Burberry has 10 of them that they need to sell.
Yeah.
10 that they need. If you can't cash in on a high end sell,
I'll be wondering
you gotta
about
start
that.
Calling the goons up. Yeah. Like, yo, because the only way my otherwise this store is gonna look non profitable and they're gonna shut this shit down.
Yep.
If you've ever worked in retail, you know you be on them calls and your store is the store 682.
I'll be wondering how
you
Nordstrom
better get it
open.
Up. Yeah. You better get your numbers up, store 682. You're not gonna be around
Nordstrom
much longer.
Ain't never like, well, packed. Nordstrom ain't never packed.
There was this thing, there's this YouTube channel I was watching, Insider, where they like they interview like criminals and then they show them like roles and shit from movies. So they had like a guy who was like a robber, like he robbed stores and shit. He was basically breaking it down. He's like, most of these snatch and grabs are fake.
Okay.
And those are the stores that they target to rob in the long run, because once you already have like an insurance case pending, somebody can just hit that store again.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's what they, you saw Lululemon actually fired employees because their store got hit three times. The same store got hit three times. The third time, the staff got so frustrated with the helplessness of just standing there watching these motherfuckers keep showing up and taking all the... Then they got to clean up the store afterwards, all this shit. They called the cops. And the corporate fired them.
Damn.
Like, yo, you don't... That's not our policy. Don't do that.
Oh,
now,
shit.
Now, why else would you tell a motherfucker, yo, stop calling the cops when people stealing?
Because I'm trying to get some insurance money.
Yeah, I told them niggas to steal it.
Yeah.
They need to stop make a movie about
cops.
This shit.
You making the shit harder than it needs to be.
Yep.
Y'all, this shit is crooked.
But what can you steal from Lululemon besides tights?
Oh, no. Lululemon, they go hard
now.
They
got sneaks now.
They got sweatsuits.
Jeans.
Their yoga mat is $170.
Yeah. Yo, I need that. Anybody down there?
I got, like, I've been accumulating pieces from Lululemon over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
One of the best companies to ever, if you ever want to study business.
Okay.
They're a great company to pay attention to, and like, customer relations, and as well as Trader Joe's. Lululemon has a policy that I fuck with right now, and it's crazy.
Okay.
If your pants ever rip at the seam, anywhere, lifetime warranty, just bring them
I
in.
Like that.
They give you another pair right off the fucking shelf.
Wow.
Like, nobody else does that, right?
Timberland does it, but people
fucking...
Timberland does that, but people don't really cash in on it. So with your Tims, if they fuck up, you can literally send them back to the manufacturer.
Niggas started scamming with that, and then they start hitting them with the razor blade. Like, it's leaking water. And it's like, you know, they start getting free. Yeah, that shit dried out years ago. But yeah,
give a nigga rope, they're going to hang themselves.
But... you just have to come in. They offer, like, what do you call it? Alterations and tailoring within the store. They usually won't do that. They'll just order you another pair. Mm-hmm. But that's their thing. Bring you in. Just come back to the store. Yeah, we'll get you another pair.
They
want to
make you a lifetime.
Look around. Did you know we got this
subscription.
Now? Right.
They basically, like, look, how can we get you to subscribe to our brand? I'm like that with Bombas. You wear Bombas socks?
I love Bombas socks.
Yo, lifetime guarantee. If they get a hole in them or whatever, you send them back, they'll send you a new pair.
Right. How else am I going to get you on the website? Yeah. How else am I going to get you to communicate with me and tell me what your problem is.
Yeah.
If a motherfucker come in and buy one pair of pants and then walk out, you never hear from again. You know what I mean? It's like, I noticed that like with G-Star. I used to wear G-Star. G-Star were ripping it in the crotch.
Yeah.
You
they
just
don't give a fuck.
Right. And then
I don't wear G no more.
And exactly. You don't. You
remember,
G-Star,
I was on that for real and
G-Star just won't hear from you ever again.
Yeah.
Lululemon, they will hear from you because you'll be like, hey, my shit ripped in the crotch. I'm like, oh, yeah. Come on in. Yeah, let's get you another pair. You know
let's
what I mean?
Show
like
that crotch.
Then they ask you questions. How'd you rip it? What's going on in your life?
Right.
Would you like to subscribe?
We got another pair
therapy?
That doesn't do that.
That's what I'm thinking. It sounds like mental health with the clothes. Keep in touch, Lululemon. Keep in touch. Let us know how you're doing. Let the clothes keep
be
you in
our
touch
little
with us.
Lemonites.
Lemonites. Yep. That's it.
Lemonites.
Lululemon podcast.
Everybody want to be
a
cult.
They going to do it.
Huh?
Lululemon going to do a wellness podcast.
There's some girls who would listen to a Lululemon podcast.
Oh, Lululemon wellness podcast. Your apps are fucking
Why wouldn't you? Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to vibrate a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Find out something different you could do with your morning.
Damn.
It's either that or it's just simple stuff. Hey, how about you don't walk? You got the yoga pants. Now just don't be on the phone arguing on speakerphone for a little while. Just a little while.
Nigga, I hate that shit. When motherfuckers be arguing down the train or like on speaker.
Yeah.
Why the fuck you want to...
It's wild because it's such a, in my opinion, not even to sound chauvinistic, it's such a womanly behavior.
Yeah.
To be up at 9 in the morning. And I told him, I ain't for his shit no more. That those are the people that I've always known in the hood to be screaming in their phone. You know what I mean? Now it's dudes doing it. And
it's pretty crazy.
I was at the barbershop this weekend, and it was a guy who was just, he just on the phone, like, and it's like, hey, man, put it to your ear. Why are you doing that?
You can't trust the government. And once you put it to your ear, that's how they tap you.
Yeah?
I don't know.
You said it like at least you heard. Like you said it like you was at least in a smoke session
Monroe,
with somebody.
Hey, man.
With somebody who brought it to you.
Don't let them get it up to your ear because what they don't know.
It's right here, the government. They listening.
All you need is an inch of frequency to fuck up your brain.
I used to believe that the government was listening. I used to. But have you ever had to listen to a conversation?
The government don't give a shit. That's how they be missing so many terrorist attacks.
NSA. Because
they
got
to shift through all this other bullshit.
Bruh, you would go nuts listening to the bullshit that people talk about. Yeah. And be like, yo, I got to listen to this phone call because he said some terroristic type shit. And it might just be, I fuck everybody up over there. I don't give a fuck.
I blow this bitch up tonight.
Like, man, you going to make me listen to Charles
say
again?
I'm going to go to the trunk.
Yeah, he don't got nothing in his trunk.
You ain't going to no trunk.
The nigga trunk broke anyway. He got to go through the back seat to get to
I'm going to shoot up this place. Shut the fuck up, man.
I've learned this just from, I've limited a lot of my phone time also because I've actually learned that listening
pick
to somebody.
Up your phone and shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll answer texts. I usually answer late because I'm not on my phone as much.
Yeah.
But I have learned this, that there is a study that shows complaining or listening to someone complain for more than 30 minutes officially, it causes brain damage, a small amount of brain damage.
All right.
It's like
I don't do that no more.
Right, but just think about that. Like, if you're the NSA and you just got to listen to motherfuckers just bitching about dumb shit.
Probably go crazy.
That's way below your pay grade,
What's
man?
The suicide rate of the CIA and the FBI?
Let's see that. NSA, can you find out NSA salary?
Yeah.
Is that publicly posted or is that on Glass? Glassceiling.com. Yeah, if I'm paying for it.
Well, there's certain shit that's put. There's a guy named, and I don't know how to say his last name, but it's like Andrew. No, is it Andrew?
Tate?
That's
an easy one to say.
Bossamati or Manti. He used to be like a spy for the CIA.
Uh-huh.
And now he's just like telling everything.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
he's stacked.
I hate these niggas. Yeah. I hate those niggas. Yeah. Is he at least doing it with the blurred voice and blurred face?
Nah, he found
that's
a loophole.
Crazy.
His
that's
loophole
crazy.
Is he can only talk about things that aren't classified.
Yeah, see, that's corny because that's the same. That's like when the niggas used to do those tell-alls about the mob.
Oh, yeah, with the face.
Right,
yeah,
right. You know, if you was going to talk about a gang shit, you would,
I got it right. They do the whole
thing. But you basically, you pulling the government's hand. The government going to have to off somebody in order because y'all don't have no fear.
Well, you seen these houses blowing up all over the news. You seen it in suburbs, all these houses just exploding.
Are they making
like
meth in them or what's going on?
I don't know, but like whole explosions suburbs and people, other houses getting fucked up and people hurting. Yeah, somebody doing something.
I love that about the
suburbs.
That's
CIA right there.
What,
it was a gas leak?
So, of course, because they don't give you real salary, it ranges, according to ZipRecruiter and Glassdoor, from 57 to 197K to work.
And you know the 197 is not the person that's on the, that's actually.
Yeah, it's that 57.
Yeah.
That nigga could be working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
He could be a GM at McDonald's.
Yeah. I'm sure that what was it
again?
You
make more money 57? Working at Apple.
You said 57K. Yeah, 57K. You're working from home with a headset on and you just got to listen while you're trying to shoo your cat out of
Bomb. He said bomb. Bomb right there.
And
right
you got to know other languages.
He said bomb and whatever brings that.
Bomb.
That's bomb. Whoa. Timestamp that. Timestamp. Bomb. Call that in.
Just sitting there eating fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, shit. Bomb.
That's why they just made Alexa and Google Home and all that shit.
Yeah.
Let them do the heavy work.
Even Alexa's got to be so pissed off. I don't know whether people are still using. You have Alexa in your home.
No,
right?
I don't have Alexa. I got Google Home.
Do you still talk to it for everything? Like
Google,
I remember you used to show off. Yeah, you used to be like, Google, dim the lights 60%, please.
Hell yeah. That's
you
how still you do that? Control the lights.
Are you still walking around the house yelling out to the thing?
Absolutely.
I feel like you lied.
No,
I still got Google Home.
Okay.
I still got all my lights.
That's Tony Stark right there.
Like, all right. Who here, like,
you
right.
got a crib. Do you got to fucking embellish.
Do any of you still use Siri on your phone?
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh. Siri. Huh. If I got a real, I can't say
if
that.
If I'm driving. Yeah, if I'm driving, that's the best.
Smart.
Smart.
What about from the tower? Anybody using Siri?
I use her to set reminders because I don't. I can't remember to set reminders, okay. So it's easy for me to be like, Siri, remind me to do this.
You gotta use all the features in your phone. What
about
you,
Jorge? Are you using Siri for anything?
Nah, I'm not a Siri person.
Yeah, what you got? What do you got? She's a woman,
basically.
You can't trust Android. Her. So you gotta, yeah.
You can change her to be Australian and all these other people.
Yeah, is it still a chick though? Is it still an Australian?
No, they
chick?
Got all the different, you know, binaries.
Oh yeah, Sir,
they got Lizzo, make you eat a pussy banana.
Pussy banana.
What was the thing that I did? No, it wasn't Lizzo. It was Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, Meg Thee Stallion did a guided run on the Nike app.
Okay.
Shit was bad.
Gobble me, swallow me, baba dup on the left.
Because she's just like trying to hype girls up. But you can tell it's for girls that don't run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So come on, girl. Yeah. You've been doing this 5 minutes. Give me 5 more minutes, girl.
It was one of those.
Come on, bitch.
This isn't for me. This isn't for me.
I don't do the celebrity ones.
So, did you come up with anything that you've ever stolen from work?
That
was worth it? What'd you steal? What'd you say you stole?
You said worth it. Nothing's ever worth it.
I know. Yeah, if
you're at a job where you're stealing legit, like, quality shit, you should stop, because that's a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a good fucking job, like, but if you it's got like a little knickknack.
But that's the thing. Like, can you turn it off because you have a good job? Or is that just in you? You know what I mean? Because that's the wild thing. Like, I've seen myself steal shit from jobs. I'm like, I don't even know why. I used to work at a warehouse. I said this on the live. Sorry if anybody's hearing this again, but I used to work in a warehouse.
Yeah.
A warehouse where we were just packing up medical supplies.
Okay.
That's it.
And you just would steal medical supplies?
I stole a stethoscope, nigga. Like, wow. Just.
Wow. I want to hear some
art. Just yeah. Like, yeah. Like,
this nigga used it in a role play.
Let me put this on your pussy real quick. It's cold. I know it's cold.
That wasn't a necessity.
Listen to that.
That wasn't to sell it. I wasn't trying to flip it. Nothing. It was just like, yo.
Nah, if you had a job where you can come up on some Bose speakers, you probably shouldn't. Steal.
Yeah, like good shit.
Like both speakers, like big TV, some shit like that. Yeah, you should steal.
Nah, I worked at Best Buy. I was stealing shit from there too. For no reason.
You
I was
do comedy, man.
yeah, right?
Yeah. Only things niggas don't steal now is jokes. That's good. That's good. It's real good. It's progressive.
If I was working at like a mortgage office or something, I'd just be found a loophole here. You get a house and you get a house.
Yeah, but
David,
I was working Buster's at
Clemson Park. A loophole. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
No. It's not important. Go ahead.
Dave and Buster's, I always found loopholes. My goal was, I don't give a fuck about any of this shit at the store. How can I sell it to get the money from the customer?
Right,
so
right.
At Dave and Buster's, I used to just like sell people tickets, like cards with like loaded cards.
Uh-huh.
And these cards would have like 5 million tickets on it. And I'm like, give me $300.
And that's
they get that, it, and they can buy whatever the fuck they want.
And that's what I think it comes down to. I think we always look at our employer, whoever they are, as someone who has not only more than us, but they have enough that they won't even notice or miss
there
what we're taking.
So you can get your Robin Hood.
That's why we all justify. Yeah. Like, I'm not hurting him.
Yeah,
he got plenty. You know what I mean? I'm not hurting her.
I don't know Dave or Buster.
They got mad locations. They good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, meanwhile, they were struggling. Like, could you imagine if you were stealing from Dave and Buster's and then the pandemic happened and you heard that they was never doing well and was about to shut down? You're like, oh, shit.
My bad. Was it because
of
us?
It was us.
No, but I knew, like, just so you know, certain things happen at Dave and Buster's that are on purpose. Like, certain machines and shit. It's like a casino. Certain gaming machines are rigged so you won't hit the jackpot and all those things to get the payout.
Yeah.
And I knew most of the dudes who like were the ones who, like, if somebody won a big ticket thing, then you had to call somebody over and they would have to swipe and all that shit.
See, and that's
I'm like, fuck
thing.
That, give me 300.
Like, see,
give me the 300, you be good.
If I gotta come in as an engineer
or
a machine mechanic that gotta do that,
that
I'm rigging the thing so that nobody, you're absolutely right, I'm stealing.
Yes.
There's no way you're gonna tell me I gotta pay for my soda or not. Like, I'm stealing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're helping me rob your customer base.
Shout out
fuck
to Burger King.
Stealing.
I used to make so many burgers that weren't on the Burger King menu. Like, you put egg and a double double and then, lunch break.
I like that.
I used to put eggs on burgers and bake breakfast sandwiches that you didn't even ever dream of at Burger King. I stole from Burger King a lot.
Man.
man. I'm trying to think. What other job?
Some people steal time.
I stole all the time. Yeah. New Jersey Turnpike and Garden State Parkway. I slept in my slop closet for 4 to 5 hours a day. I used to walk in the job, clock in. I had a slop closet. It was janitor. I had a slop closet. And I would act like I was working for the first hour. Yeah. And then, man, kazoom time.
I used to do that.
I'll be, God bless you, good night. And because we was hanging out in the city every night.
Yeah, yeah.
We was out till 4 every night. And where I had to go to, I was the one that had to go to work. So I had to go back to Newark, and I parked the car, clock in. Hey, everybody, do one thing, take the trash out, slop closet, 5 hours. Get ready for the night.
I had to do that. What's on the go?
Stole so much
I was a security guard for one of those marathons in Philly, and you got to, like, guard the Rocky statue or whatever. Okay. I used to just find places to sleep.
Yeah.
I'd be outside. They're like, Monroe, where you at? I'm here. I'm like knocked out.
That's so funny that you say that, right? Because have you ever been caught stealing time? Have you ever been confronted for stealing time?
Yeah, but the person that caught me was my friend, so she was cool.
She was cool about it? Okay, you remember who caught you?
I remember I used to work at the church before I used to work at the Garden State Parkway.
You were stealing time from the church?
I used to sleep I used to sleep under the pews. And what was funny, I used to sleep in the pews deep back, right under them. And I was skinny, so I could just get up under there and go to sleep.
Yep.
My manager caught me one time, but my mom worked at the church, so they just tell my mom, and then my mom got to get on me like, what are you doing?
Find a new place to sleep.
But see, that's a good thing, because at least if your mom is confronting you, you have to face what you're doing.
Yeah, you got it.
You got to face it.
I used to sleep under the pews. I was knocked the fuck out.
T, pull up this video because I want you to see this thing here. The video, what's it called? Oh, Stealing Time at Work. Yeah. This is someone who got caught stealing time at work. I know, that'd be hilarious if it wasn't music.
Stealing time, motherfucker.
No. I don't think this is real. I've seen this, but it is a funny way to have the reaction.
Okay.
Everybody makes fake content for social media.
I'm on lunch break.
Your lunch break ended 2 minutes ago.
Wow, 2 minutes. I came in here 2 minutes late. Right, I really don't want you to sit here, but since you sit down, go ahead.
Okay, well, it's a quick conversation, something informal. I don't need anything, you know, crazy out of here. So I just wanted to let you know, how do you clock in? Do you clock in your computer, on your phone, or do you clock in when you get to the station in the morning?
Clock in? Ugh.
The policy say on the computer, so what's the problem?
Okay, so I'm asking you, where do you clock in?
If the policy say computer, I'm going to tell you computer.
You're going to tell me computer, or are you going to tell me where you actually clock in?
I love how she's not answering.
Let me pull it up on this thing. So the last 10 clock-ins show that you're clocking on your phone.
How many?
10. So the last 10 clock-ins, punch-ins, they've been showing that they've been through the phone app.
I probably was in the parking lot.
Okay, well, I knew you were going to say something like that, so I went ahead and I pulled up the cameras for the past 10 shifts.
And I'm gonna sue you. If you watching me on the camera for no reason, that's a problem.
That's not for no reason.
That's harassment.
That's harassment.
Just tried here, and if let me just.
She tried gaslight her way out of stealing time.
One of the your lunch was done 2 minutes ago. Whenever we sat down on that interview, do you recall we mentioned you are going to be working under close surveillance, and if that's something that you were uncomfortable with, this is not the job for you.
I've been working for y'all 5 years. Do you think I remember anything that I told y'all?
Well, I'm not violating anything by doing that. I was just making sure that this is all up to date and clear.
So where was I when I clocked in? Where you seen me at?
I'm not sure, but I don't feel like pulling your ADL location either. So I'm just, I am not trying to make this a big deal, Brown. I'm not trying to make this a big deal.
So what you want me to do? Go on and tell me so I can do it.
I'm just trying to bring this to your attention. I need you to phone when you're not physically at the station.
I like this bitch.
She remind me of Amina.
You need to be physically at the station, pulling in. Sure, you can clock in on your phone if that's what you have to do to get your clock in on time. But if I pull that surveillance, you need to be in that parking lot.
So let me ask you this. When y'all wake me up out of my bed, and I get up, I start washing, cleaning my face, putting on my clothes. I'm working in. So I
clock in. 5:53, you need to be at the station in the back, clocking.
I'm working in.
I'll be getting up. So as soon as I wake up, I clock in.
That's all I'm asking. Okay. Make this a big deal, bro.
Okay.
This is a lot bigger of a deal. But again, I try to look out for my employees, and I'm trying to come to you before I bring this to anybody.
Next time.
We could squash it now.
It's squashed.
Okay.
Squash it. Can I finish eating?
Your lunch break is over, but you can finish whatever you're doing.
Thank you.
No problem.
Can't eat in peace.
That was great.
Yo, it's crazy that everyone needs a job, but no one wants to work. No one wants to work.
Everybody need a job.
And then every election, they be like, we're going to get jobs. We're going to bring jobs back to America. Why?
Yeah, I can't wait to fuck up over there, too.
Let me explain something to you right
now. Why do you keep bringing jobs back to America?
Y'all crying over jobs, when me and I try to take my girl to a nice midday Tuesday brunch, 2 p.m., everybody at the fucking restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas ain't got work.
Nope. Nah.
Go away. Nah. Like, I'm supposed to be by myself. Y'all supposed to be at these jobs. I got a career because I hate jobs.
You in the wrong city for jobs.
Yeah.
Nobody got jobs. Nobody got
jobs. Well, DoorDash and all that shit.
Nobody got a job in New York. Everybody be out.
Everybody found out they can drop off some food.
And they don't even be wanting to do that. Yo. Now, people will throw your food in the trash if you don't tip them.
These niggas will leave her by the bushes.
People will eat out of your bag if the tip ain't sufficient on the goddamn thing.
I seen a
clip
of that.
And will take themselves doing it. That's what's the wildest shit about it.
I hate social media, bro. They do everything with that phone.
It ain't even about social media. It's just the people's need to be seen and to validate their own opinion. Like, you're wrong. If you're sitting there and you're eating someone's food because they didn't give you a sufficient tip, you wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Get another job.
Get another fucking job.
That shit is spreading. That is the common thing. Because the way they look at it, I'm stealing from my employer.
But
you ordered food, so you clearly must got more than me.
Yo. You're the employer.
Fuck you.
And they don't know that the person that you ordered the food from is their employer. That's the DoorDash's employer, the person who you're delivering the food for.
But and that
not
see,
two.
So this is the interesting thing about it. Like, and this is where I want to talk to the Black Air Force One gang, because I know we do it. I know we all stealing from work. I know
y'all
we
niggas stealing
a good
from work.
Laugh about it.
Y'all stealing from work,
and
right?
And I'm not going to judge you. Everybody's at a different place in a Black Air Force One journey.
Okay.
Right? So, but I will say this.
What are you going to say?
Don't always assume that your employer is rich.
Yeah.
Always assume that your employer has more than you.
Yeah.
Just because they're your employer because they're sharing, they breaking bread.
Yeah.
They may have got a grant. Yeah. They may be running off of a loan.
Yep.
They may be running off credit cards or whatever, and they trying to do their thing. But just because they paying you don't mean they have more than you.
Yeah, you living paycheck to paycheck. They live in every other paycheck.
Yeah.
See? So,
Yep.
They got one more check than you. That's
they live in fiscal year to fiscal year. I can eat this year.
Quarter to quarter.
Y'all keep stealing. Y'all gonna make small businesses shut down, and y'all all gonna be at Amazon throwing boxes.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And Amazon don't let you steal shit, bro.
Talk
Amazon,
shit.
I don't know if you ever been to one of those Amazon fulfillment centers.
No,
nigga, that shit like county jail, bro.
Yeah,
you gotta go through a lot to get in there. They empty all your pockets out, everything, your phone. You ain't taking shit in there, and then they frisking you and patting you down when you come out.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's. Keep it up.
They do that at Whole Foods.
We all gonna end up like that.
Whole Foods in D.C.
Yeah.
Whole Foods in D.C. You gotta get a clearance to go in, and you need a clearance to go
D.C.
out.
What you got on you, nigga? Sirloin?
Yeah.
Is this sirloin in your pocket?
Those the good steaks. Call the cops. Get this nigga locked up. He got the good steaks in his pants.
This is a good fun one, man.
Absolutely.
Monroe, one more time. Tell the people where they can find you online if they're looking for you.
Yo, MonroeMartinComedy.com, MonroeMartinIII on Instagram and Twitter, and not Twitter, but you know, all that other shit. And then Public Property, everywhere you listen to podcasts.
There you go.
And watch podcasts.
Go check it out. Go listen to it, man. Go enjoy it. Monroe, good to see you, man. Thank you for coming through and fucking with us.
No problem.
Toto Tower.
Toto Live.
Say goodnight to the people.
Philly Comedy Festival, September 3rd.
Nice.
Check it out. Philly Comic?
No, but
he's going to Philly to go do it.
Yeah. See everybody.
Yeah, follow me, Tiana Sasha, on all platforms. Make sure you follow No Need. Subscribe to us. Make sure you sign up for gas with the No Need code and come out to all the No Need live shows.
Hey, T, sidebar. Some girl named Macy I met last night said she went to high school with you. She said hi.
Macy Hall.
Maybe Macy Hall.
Yep, I know her.
Yeah. She said, you know Tiana Side. I was like, that's the Toto girl. Yeah.
That's
I was like,
Toto
she said
girl.
She went to school with you.
Yeah,
she
we
said
went
hi.
To high school together.
She
She's
said,
like
what's
a
up?
Marketing person now. Nice.
She said, what's up? Yeah. And and everybody, you know what it is. The Great Boy on Instagram. And that's it. I watch TV, but y'all don't watch TV. So, you know, if you want to find me, you really got to look.
What the fuck is that about? What?
That was
he was basically saying follow him at the Great Boy.
Oh, okay, okay.
You got to speak Great Boy to understand.
You got to say the Great Boy. That's where I'm at. Instagram, anything else. Yeah. So it's out there in the zeitgeist.
And I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. Follow me, get with me. Check me out on the live. I go live on my page Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern.
I'm going to start coming on live.
Please do. Yeah. And excuse me, Thursdays on the YouTube, Tuesdays on my Instagram. So follow me on Instagram at I'm Dave Temple. And make sure you subscribe to the YouTube to join the live there. And if you, you know, get the membership. See all the exclusive content on there, man. You got NNFA at the movies, you know, some other classic
episodes. We need
episodes,
to watch another movie.
Stuff like that. So
what movie y'all
make
watch?
Sure you guys get out there. All right, check it out. It's a whole bunch of stuff up there, man. Forrest Gump. I think, did we do Jurassic Park?
We did Jurassic Park. And
we
got to.
We did Ninja Turtles 1. We did Ninja Turtles 2. Yeah, we did a lot of great stuff. So, yeah, man, go watch those and have fun with those, man. All right? Thank you guys for tuning in. No Need for Apologies. Peace.
Peace.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.